Good morning. Amen. At least you can respond, good morning. This morning, I want to share with you the message about faith and trust in God. All of you know, most of you as a working professional, some of you probably still in school, but you understand the world we live in, many things seem to be uncertain. You know, a lot of things going on, especially when we get too close to November. We have to prepare for the election and the flood because of typhoon, level 5, Chagi. It happened in Vietnam. A lot of people face a challenge. And of course, the war is still going on in Israel and other countries. So the world we live in seems to be uncertain. Whether the personal challenges, and it makes us sometimes we get worried. And that's very, very normal. But the Bible calls us have to have faith and trust in God to anchor ourselves regardless of whatever happens around us. It's just like the anchor of the boat. As long as that anchor is solid, we will be okay. But what does that look like in the real life? Because from the Bible and from something happened so far away, and sometimes we very, very difficult to imagine what if it happened here and what it happened, what it looked like in our own life, because we may face this kind of situation. So today, I use various Bible verses to explore what it means to live in faith and trust. So I'm going to use quite a few illustrations, try to connect the story or the illustration with a Bible verse or with the scripture so we can very much comprehend. Because sometimes, you know, maybe the last time I used so much theology, and some of you feedback to me, you may get lost in theology, but couldn't figure out how to apply practically in our own life. So I'm going to use quite a few illustrations to make the point to explain the Bible. I use the Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6 as the key foundation for this sermon. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. I will pray. Our Father, I thank you. We thank you very much just being here to share your word. So I pray the Holy Spirit continues to use me to share the message beyond the biblical principle and from the Bible only. So I pray the Holy Spirit will be with all the folks in this room and also online, can understand and apply the biblical principle, faith and trust in God in their own life. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. A couple of things I want to share with you. Faith and trust in God. What is faith anyway? So if we understand the definition of faith, you in sync with me on faith, and then we would understand the rest of the sermon. And we go through trusting God when life doesn't make sense. It will happen. And how do we cultivate trust in God and what we're supposed to do during the difficult time? And it might happen. So what is faith? Based on my understanding, faith goes beyond simply believing that God exists. It's trusting Him in His goodness, His plan, and His timing, even though we cannot see how everything works out. Day by day, sometimes you don't know. It happened, and sometimes we question, why in the world it happened, and it happened now. Faith, Before that, you just imagine with me, because I did tell this illustration already. Just imagine with me, there's a famous tightrope walker. Okay, he walked across the wide stretch across Niagara Falls. He performed the task perfectly. He walked back and forth, and he even pushing the wheelbarrow across the rope. Wow, the crowd like, oh, good. They clap their hand and say, hey, you are good. Okay, they're amazed how we can do it. Okay, and when he get back and they say, do you believe I can do it again? And everybody said, yeah, you can do it because you already tried two or three times, you know, walk on the high ropes. And you even walk and push the wheelbarrow across, you know, on the wide cross Niagara Falls. And the crowd is really bravo, cheering, yes. But when he asked for the second question, he asked for the volunteer, okay, is there anyone want to walk with me or sit on the wheelbarrow and I will push you across the wire, across Niagara Falls? Nobody responds. Nobody volunteer. Nobody step forward. So that there is a difference between belief and trust. I know all of you believe in Christ. You believe he has a power. You believe he can change things. But you may not trust him. You believe, you know, just like the tightrope walker can walk back and forth the tightrope across Niagara Falls. But you may not trust him with your life. Okay, when he carry you or put you on the wheelbarrow, walk across or pushing walk across the wire. So entrust yourself to God. It means you know he will carry you safely across the life risk, whatever it is. So faith, it requires action. Because James, he's talking about faith without works is dead. Faith isn't just the intellectual exercise. It's just talking about. But reality, do you really entrust him? Consider Abraham, some of the own story in the book of Genesis. God asked Abraham to leave his home, to go to an unknown land. Abraham trusted God and obeyed God, and he demonstrated in his action. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 8, talking because of Abraham trust God, and God calling him as the righteous man or the faithful man. So each one of you, yes, I know, intellectually you believe in God. You pray, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior. You know you have eternal life. And that is just, they're talking about the belief system, belief. But the question would ask, do you really trust him to face the challenge in life? And secondly, faith anchors us in the uncertainty. Some of you still in school. Sometimes, every day you go to school, and sometimes you have the doubt, will I graduate from high school? Will I graduate from college? When I graduate from college, will I find a job? That uncertainty. And some of the people, the homeless people are the people I have a Zoom conference with them during the Jagi typhoon. Okay, they worry day by day. They don't even know they have food to eat tomorrow. And they now live in the tent, okay, temporary shelter. So anger, uncertainty, because faith is a firm trust when you don't understand what God is doing. We know if we do something good, but sometimes we don't know what He's doing. So that reason why sometimes you question, where is God? Why it happened to me? Why things happen? Because, yes, sometimes we don't understand what He's doing. Hebrew talking about now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. We not see the future. I'm not quite sure. Even tomorrow, we're not quite sure things would happen to you. But we trust that. We hope, we are sure He will do something good for us. And that's what we can trust. Okay? Some of you just vacationed back from overseas. When you was over there, you trust God. You can come back to America. Okay? One of our church members had a good vacation in Caribbean. And when he got to one of the islands, a very beautiful island for vacation, I'm not quite sure, Cayman Island or some of the island, beautiful in Caribbean, and then he gets sick. It turned out to be he had a heart attack. They take him to the hospital, go through the process of clear his heart, and then he died over there. So the family had to ship him back to America. So even in the vacation, you know, Bak Yang, even the vacation supposed to be enjoy life with the whole family vacation, and of course, he had never planned to be passed away, or the Lord take him when he in Cayman or one of the beautiful island, and you know, the stop during the cruise ship. But with confidence of what God can do, even though we cannot see. So it's just like the ship, like I shared with you before, anchor in the storm. Some of you, you have never experienced this. But my experience when I escaped in Vietnam, when you're in the open sea, you cannot see the horizon. You only see the water. At night, you're totally in the darkness. In the daytime, you even see the horizon. And when just the small rain, the wind can blow, the boat, it just shakes like this. Okay? And if the boat has no good anchor, it will have flow away. So trusting God, even though you go through the storm, but it remains secure because the anchor, we have that anchor. And God is our anchor when life in storm. Just remember that. Sometimes we rely on the people and we forgot that God is a real anchor. He will help you to sail through the storm. Secondly, trusting God when life doesn't make sense. Trusting God is mean rely on Him. Even when we don't have all the answers or things seem to be falling apart. Life, I don't know about you, but with me, it feels like we try to complete the puzzle. How many of you play the puzzle? Like 100 pieces? Some of the kids, you know, I had my grandson, you know, give him the gift of a bunch of puzzles. When he about 2 or 3, it's only 10 or 20 pieces. Now he get to about 5, maybe about 30 pieces. When he get older, probably 100 pieces of puzzle for him to play with. But like to try to complete a puzzle without having the pictures on the box. And that's life. So we may have a few pieces without knowledge, without plans, without dream. But only God can see the total picture of your life. He sees the whole picture. So trust is mean believing God, that God will put all the pieces together in the way sometimes we just cannot yet understand. So when you, right now, I can see on the piece of puzzle of my life, the future. But when I look back, I say, wow, I didn't know how things happened. How in the world, by grace of God, I escaped from Vietnam. How in the world I reside in America, you know, go through the refugee camp and reside in America and come to Houston, attend the church here. And how in the world I can get in Texas A&M. We have two A&M, three. Go Texas A&M. How in the world I can get in without any high school diploma and on the paper, but still get in. And graduate from, become the electrical engineer. How the world happened? I don't understand it, but it happened. How the world I get the job instead of other states and then abandon other state job and come back to Houston and get a job in Houston and get the promotion and raise every 3 months and become a big boss. And how the world, you know, I get a master degree on a bunch of degrees and run the division and become a big boss, that kind of thing. And how the world I become a pastor. You see it? And now I'm prepared. I look at the future. I don't know how that piece of puzzle we put together. And how the world I meet my wife. If in Vietnam, no way I would meet her. No way. But meet her in Texas and see from El Paso. I'm in Houston, 800 miles away, and how we meet. Okay? That, the piece of puzzle of life, when you look back, you begin to comprehend it. You have no control at all. And because of, you know, God controlling your life, you trust in Him, so you have confidence in whatever the picture or the piece of puzzle He put for us, or at least for me, in the future. And that's amazing about trusting God. Okay? So, trusting God, sometimes it didn't make any sense to us. That reason why the prophet, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, to lean not on your own understanding. Trusting God requires to letting go of our limited understanding. Lean not on our own understanding. Sometimes we try, or at least me from the past, I try to figure out everything by myself. I plan when I'm back then, when I'm still young in Vietnam, I plan I will finish 8th grade. It's still in Vietnam, okay? I will finish 8th grade, and then I will open the business, probably the restaurant somewhere in Vietnam, and I will be rich. Okay? That's what I'm planning in Vietnam. And how the world I end up in America and not even open the restaurant. Even though once a while I'm thinking about it, but I'm not doing it. Because now the picture God planned for me changed. Okay? And I trust Him. He knows what He's doing. And I just, yes, sir. I'm just obey His command. Okay? And you would find out God, He controls everything. Okay, He control or He know the challenge we face. Romans chapter 8 verse 28, in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. So He mean if you love God, if you love Him, all the thing He work would be good or best for you. So even though sometimes life seems to be spin out control, Sometimes it happened to me too. I said, what? Some unknown look like under control. But I know when I trust him, he's still at work. And when I understand that, I have the comfort, at peace, okay? Just remember the story of Joseph. You know, Joseph, he experienced, you know, sometimes I think about it, he's really good when he trusts God. He experienced the betrayers, okay? His brother betrayed him. Slavery, and then he imprisoned. But through on, the Bible said he trusted God to the end. He could say to his brother, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. Genesis chapter 5 verse 20. Sometimes we need to look at the thing, it looks like just unbelievable, but maybe God used that negativity for his will, for his plan, for good. So, the third thing is, how do we cultivate trust in God? Number one, you have to know him personally. Psalm chapter 9, verse 10. Those who knew your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. So that's what he confirmed to us. When we know God by name, when we trust God, he would never forsake you. So some of you, did you go through like a professional training or team building? Probably Gerald can do that. When I still back at work way back, when I organized a team building, and of course I always pick one of these exercise for my people to go through. I call it a trust fund. So basically, you have the person, example, I'm the person, okay? And I had the person stand behind me. So I say, you have to trust your team member by just falling back. So the team in the back spoke to hold you and say, are you ready? Get set, go. And then the people stand in front, just fall back. Because he trusts the person behind him, will hold him. So the success of trust fall depends entirely to the trustworthy of the one who stands behind that person. Trustworthy of the one who catching the one who catching the person who led fall back. And the same thing, trusting God, it's just like that. It means sometimes you lean back into his arm and believe that God will catch you during that fall. Even though sometimes if you be very risky, because as a human being, we always trust in ourselves. But God said you have to trust in him. And sometimes we have to, even though we feel risky, but we still trust that he will catch you. So the more we know about God, okay, the more we can trust him to catch us. And to know God personally, the Bible, I already read through about in Psalm 9:10 already. But trust, believe it or not, it grows our relationship with God. As we spend time in your prayer and his word, we come to know his character. It means he cares for you, and he always ready to catch you when you decide to lean on him. So the more we know him, know God, the more we see his faithfulness in our life. So prayer life, extremely important to link, to connect with him and to build the relationship. we have the mother and son here, couple mother and son of the children here. Just imagine the children didn't talk to you for about 5 years. Something wrong. Okay? He or she had to talk with the mom and dad minimum to maintain a relationship at least once a month. How are you, mom? Anything I can bring? Whatever. But if more frequent, that's good, because it's built a relationship. Some of the people, they know I went to I went to Vietnam in August. So a couple of people said, Pastor Hong Sen, can you come and visit my parents? They not know Christ. Can you share the gospel to them and help them or lead them to Christ? So the first question I asked them, when was the last time you talked to your mom, your dad? A couple of years ago. I said, that's a problem. If I come, oh yeah, and they said, oh, my parents, my family, they in bad shape, and they poor, that kind of thing. They don't have enough to eat. I say, so when did the last time you send a supplier or something to help them to overcome the challenge face of life in Vietnam? The last time is about 5 years ago. And I say, wow, you know what? When I show up at their house and I told them, if I mention your name, probably they will get the baton and just beat me up because you are, you know, bad children. So I rather don't know them. I just come to them with the love of my heart, helping them, have good relationship with them for the short period of time, and then I can share the gospel to them and lead them to Christ. If they mention your name, they will connect you to the gospel, and the gospel you exercise in your own life is not that good. And if it is your name, it's a bad influence, and probably I would push them away from Jesus Christ. Okay? So knowing him personally, very, very important. Okay? So the more we know God, the more we see his faithfulness in our life. And then you can impact the people around you. And you always have to remember his faithfulness in the past. Faithfulness. You trust in God, daily life, of surrender your worry, your fear, your plan to him. Peter 5:7, basically talking about cast on your anxiety to him because he care of you. Surrendering means let go of our control and trusting God's plan even when they look different from your own. One of the young people come to me about 2 weeks ago. This person have solid plan, okay? From 1 to 20 years old, from 20 to 30, from 30 to 40, from 40 to 50, look like his life on plan out. But he get lost in his plan. Just one hiccup in his plan, and he begin to worry, concern, and he feel chaos. So I pray with him and very much share with him. You have to have an anchor in his life through Jesus Christ. Because through life, we have to have the vision, that the anchor, and that vision not change through your life. But of course, you have certain mission, and that has some time frame, 5 years, 10 years. And you also have a purpose. It's short term. So regardless when the mission change, the purpose change, but the anchor would not change. And that's what we call vision of God plan for your life. And when you have that anchor, life change, the purpose, or whatever your life change, you're not concerned. because you still have that anchor. The purpose, the mission in life can change through my life. It already changed 4 times already, and possibly the next phase of life will change again with different purpose and with timeline and everything, but that not control my vision to serve the Lord. So trusting Him in the difficult time, trusting His will, you would find out in the story of in the book of Daniel, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the furnace, okay, because they refusing to bow to King Nebuchadnezzar to worship his gold image. They trust God completely, and they said, "The God we serve is able to deliver us, but even if He does not, we will not serve your gods." Daniel chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. So the essential of faith, trusting that God can deliver, but also trusting Him if he chooses not to. The faith of Daniel and his friend was not depend on the outcomes. It was rooted in God's character. The same thing, your faith is not dependent on the outcome of whatever you thinking it should happen, but it rooted on God's character. It means He always faithful to you. He protect you and He bless you through thick and thin. And you have to trust His will. Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Not my will, but yours be done." So true trust is mean that we believe God's will is better than our own wills, our own plan, even though sometimes it leads through pain or difficulty. And go through life, you will face this. And just remember this sermon. So what exactly I try to share the message with you this morning? Basically, you need to find peace in trust. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." So the message is talking about you need to trust in Him. Trusting God, it doesn't mean we won't face difficulty, but means you are never alone in them. God is with us, guiding us, protecting and providing. So the rewarding, trusting God, we experience the peace. So this morning, if your life just says, "Why? It's just so chaos, you couldn't find peace," you need to trust God. Because His promise, we can rest in Him, because we know He's faithful and He would make our path straight. So so the question or the calling to you this morning, you listen to me roughly about 30-something minutes. Are you willing to put your trust in God today? If you agree, you can say amen. Amen? Amen. So you trust in Him today. Tomorrow may not come, but today you trust in God. Do you let the fears go and put your future in His hand? Yes? Yeah, because tomorrow you don't know. Okay? But you trust, you put peace, trust, future, the fear in His hand. If God, as a tightrope walker, cross Niagara Falls, and if He asks you, remember you, He the tightrope walker, cross Niagara Falls. So He calls you. Do you let me carry you, walk across the tightrope, difficulty, to bring you to safety? Do you trust Him enough to let Him carry you? Yes? I don't stand up so I can pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, we know you are trustworthy. We know you invite all of us to live in the security of your love and your guidance. So I pray each one of us, as long as we still breathe, we trust you. And we trust you today, tomorrow, and forever. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with all God's children in this room from now and forever. Amen.